Carl Landry's behavior at a downtown coffee shop earlier this year landed him in a Sault Ste. Marie courtroom last week. On two occasions in January, he showed up at Tim Hortons on Bay Street, violating orders that banned him from going there, Ontario Court Justice Melanie Dunn heard Thursday. Landry, 27, pleaded guilty to four charges, two counts of mischief and two counts of breaching an undertaking. Three of the offenses occurred in January of this year at the Timmy's outlet. The fourth took place on October 4 at the Community Resource Center on Wellington Street East. Landry damaged an electronic door opener, which resulted in unwanted people entering the facility, Prosecutor Blair Hagen told the court. His actions also caused $2,768 damage. On January 24, city police were called to Tim's, located at 542 Bay Street, because Landry was smoking drugs in the restaurant. Staff reported he openly used the drugs, often in front of children, the assistant crown attorney said. He also harassed people trying to use the drive-thru, and as a nuisance. When officers arrived, Landry had fled. The following day, the cops again were contacted about an unwanted person, who was well known to staff and wasn't supposed to be there. The man was told to leave, and security footage revealed it was Landry. On January 26, Landry was back, and this time police were able to arrest him. The Crown and defense lawyer Eric McCooey jointly recommended a sentence of time served, the equivalent of 59 days, for the days he's spent in custody since his arrest and 12 months probation. Landry's actions show a disregard for court orders, Hagen said. The defense told Dunn his client has a hard time understanding what should be done and what shouldn't. Landry has difficulties, McCooey said. I'm a bit concerned we're just moving the problem, but that's all we can do in the judicial system at this point. The judge noted Landry has a limited criminal record and mental health struggles. He also caused more than $2,000 damage at the men's shelter, interfered with the enjoyment of people at Tim's and returned to the coffee shop numerous times. This is a difficult sentence given his struggles in life, Dunn said. Landry has difficulty keeping track of days, which concerned the judge. But after hearing from a worker with the Canadian Mental Health Association, who indicated she would assist with reminding Landry about his appointments, Dunn accepted the proposed resolution. During his 12-month probation, Landry must take any recommended counseling and must stay away from the Bay Street Tim's.